Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a river now, Green, bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Andy Goss, andygoss.com. That's how you can find him. That's how you can find his books. That's how you can find his business, which is he's in the business of selling gold coins, right, Andy?
Yeah, American gold and silver coins dating back to the founding of the Republic. So I don't deal in any of the foreign and modern stuff. All of the coins I buy and sell were made.
You are a corny American patriot, aren't you?
That's right. I was going to say, when America was great, you know, when we had the gold standard, when we were on a fixed income where the government couldn't spend more than it took in, these types of things, that was all based on a gold standard and sound money, and boy, I'm one of those guys. Yeah,
those good old days. So today is the last day of the Fed meeting this week. And it's kind of a big week for them, isn't it?
Well, they get a new chair. Old one's on the way out. New one's on the way in. So there's a lot of pomp and circumstance internally there. You know, a lot of congratulatory handshakes and so forth, and not much business getting done. So that's about what the Fed's doing.
Well, what do you think about the new chairman? Let me back up. What do you think about Yellen? How'd she do?
She did what she was supposed to do. You know, we needed We needed Bernanke when he was Bernanke. We certainly needed Yellen when she was there. So,
tell us what that means.
You know, what she did was, I think, spot on. Well, Bernanke, if you read his thesis originally, was all about how the Fed sat on their hands during the Great Depression. If they would have taken aggressive action to buy assets, they could have prevented all the pain.
Right, which he did. And he did that.
All about, he did. Boy, did he. $4 trillion. In the
unprecedented balance sheet for the Fed.
Indeed. And to Janet's credit, she tried to make people believe she was going to unwind that balance sheet. But I note that she leaves office. The balance sheet is exactly where it was when she said she was going to reduce it. So what's Jerome Powell going to do? What is he going to do? I think he's going to revert to the bring the punch bowl to the party stage, as McChesney Martin famously said, right? The Fed is supposed to lean against the wind. And in the case of an economic downturn, they're supposed to be the ones fueling the recovery. They've pretty much abrogated that role for decades. And now, given this trio, Bernanke, then Yellen, and now Powell, I think we'll get back on an even keel where the Fed is good for business, believe this or not. Now, I get all the conspiracies surrounding the Fed, how they control and so forth. But at the end of the day, as long as they're controlling things with America first, then I don't object to their doing it. You know, when they're cheapening or strengthening the dollar to benefit the rest of the world, then I get a little upset. You know, it bothers me. The Fed is supposed to be an American institution. We are not the central bank of the world, just like we're not the world's police.
Even though for a long time we did have that job back in the 90s, early part of last decade.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, you're absolutely right. And I think that's what the mantle the Fed was trying to assume was that of the world's central bank. That's not their job.
Right.
They're
exactly
America's central bank, and they.
We've really gotten back to that point now? You think that's the charter now? We've gotten back to the charter.
Yes, sir. We have a new boss, and I think you know, given, and I don't mean Jerome Powell, you know, given the attitude of the president, I think he sought that out in his.
That's my question for you. How much of an influence do you think the philosophy, the attitude, the words, the rhetoric of the new president will have on the Fed?
I think it will have a great impact. Now, the Fed prides itself on independence, but at the end of the day, the president's choice for chairman of the Fed really determines the direction of the Fed, and he clearly picked a guy who thinks like he does.
Yeah.
So if you check out Jerome Powell, I know he is a bit of a stuffed shirt, but at the end of the day, I think he's an America first guy too.
Well, good. Well. So one of the things I remember was it Greenspan who said our job is to tap on the brakes when the economy gets overheated. Do you think they'll do that?
Yeah. No. You know, the brakes should be firmly applied at this point if that were the attitude. No, I think they're going to let it run for a minute. I saw the 10-year broaching 3% yesterday. But when you think about it in historical context, interest rates are abnormally low. I really think we could raise them by 50% before we have any real negative impact on the economy. Mm-hmm. So they'll keep on that path.
But they got today. Two things they can do. They can increase rates, but they can also sell assets, right?
That's what they'll do. Yeah, I think that's.
You think they'll start liquidating instead of they'll liquidate first and then raise rate later?
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll see a drop in the Fed's balance sheet. But the whole question to that, Jim, is what do they do with the money?
Right.
So ideally, they don't issue a new they don't buy a new bond with the money that they receive. So they bring in it, they buy a treasury bond with their assets, and then they extinguish both the bond and the money.
Because it was monopoly it was monopoly money to begin with, wasn't it?
That's right. So if they take their cash off their balance sheet, buy the treasury bonds in the open market, they're increasing the supply of money.
They need to take
the bonds from their vault and sell them into the market. Then they're reducing the supply of money, which has the same effects as raising interest rates. But, you've got to be careful about a strong dollar in here. U.S. dollar index, we're under 90,
hold on to that. Hold on to that thought, Andy, because that's where when we come back, I want to talk about the dollar. The dollar's been fluctuating kind of weakly lately. I want to see what Andy has to say about that and whether he thinks the Fed will raise rates. I think he said no, but I'm going to confirm that after this break. Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Andy Goss.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.